Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney recently signed a law banning companies from asking potential hires about their past salaries. It's an attempt to close the gap between what men and women earn for the same work. Pay equity advocates are celebrating the measure, but WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that some business groups and employment experts warn of unintended consequences.
Alex Capano's a nurse practitioner in Philadelphia. Not too long ago, she was filling out a job application and was asked about her current salary. And she thought, would this affect her offer?
And I also wanted to know, you know, do they check up on this? How honest do I have to be? Am I setting myself up for kind of a lowball offer?
And that's what happened. So she turned down the job. Mariana Bellasorti says this happens all the time. She's with the Philadelphia anti-poverty advocacy group Pathways.
If a woman or a minority or really anyone goes into a job early in their career with a low income, that low income is going to follow them from place to place if they have to continue to disclose what they earned.
But Rob Wunderling says since no other city has tried this, there's no guarantee it's going to work. It's kind of a big experiment. Wunderling heads the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Philadelphia.
That is really not thoughtful, pragmatic, analytical public policy.
He also worries businesses will decide to open up shop elsewhere and that existing employers might flee the city, frustrated by what he says is another layer of government-mandated red tape.
We heard quite a bit about what I'll describe as the hassle factor.
At UPenn's Wharton School, Professor Peter Capelli studies HR department issues. He doesn't buy the argument that not asking a question will be a pain for employers, but he's skeptical the law will help close the gender pay gap. He says differences in what fields they choose is really the biggest driver of the earnings divide.
You know, women tend to be less inclined to go into the science and technology fields, engineering in particular, for example. What's going on there, and is there bias there? I think that would be a reasonable place to focus because that seems to matter a lot. You know, most of the aggregate difference between what men and women earn is because they're in different occupations.
But denying companies information, Capelli says, be careful what you wish for.
This is one of the problems when you deny people information that they want is they guess. And in this case, the guesses might make things worse.
He says they might guess some applicants are earning less than what they really are and give them a lower offer. Capano, the nurse, isn't convinced. She says if the guess is too low, people can always reject it. She says it's something women should do more often.
Women aren't told to or taught to negotiate as well as their male counterparts and are often feeling like they have to accept the first offer that comes their way.
When Philadelphia's law takes effect in May, salary history questions will become a real expense. If a company asks a salary history question, it could trigger a $2,000 fine per violation from the Human Relations Commission. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.